While the bill introduced to censure Senator Mitt Romney is at the height of public opinion, some Utah lawmakers say the bill is a waste of time. Instead, Representative Dan Johnson of Logan says safety issues are going to be one of his main focuses of the week, such as with House Bill 190 that aims to redefine emergency medical services as an essential service.
Police and highway patrol as an essential service, but EMS is not. There's a big issue with the amount and the coverage, but then there's also a big deal with who's paying for it, which city pays for it, which county is paying for it.
Johnson says while some cities have fully staffed public safety services, more rural areas are often lacking.
Because when you get in rural areas, a lot of that is done by volunteers. And so when somebody has an accident, they're laying out on some highway that's, you know, 100 miles from nowhere, and who are you relying on to come and get you?
One possible solution was introduced by Republican Representative Val Potter of Cache County, a phased retirement bill. The bill would allow public safety employees and firefighters to remain on part-time after retirement. This way they can scale back on hours, but cities and counties can still keep experienced employees on staff. He says one inspiration for this is the shortage of firefighters and EMS employees across the state. Another safety item to watch is an amendment bill to increase penalties for distracted driving. Johnson says the bill has passed committee and will continue to be discussed through the week. With Utah Public Radio, this is Kat Webb.